At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for November 29th, 2024. So I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I basically lost my voice, I think, but I'm going to show you kind of why at the end of this video. So it's a personal family thing. So at the end of this video, I'm going to show you something that happened to my family yesterday, and it's, I'll say, it was fantastic news. So let's get to why you're here today. Right over through here. Look at the 15-year fixed. It dropped 0.25% the other day. What's going to happen today? This is where I've been telling you guys. I get calls every day. Dan, should I lock? Should I do this? Should I do that? Let's not fight what's going on right now with the trends. I'm going to get to the trend here in a second, but let's get over to the news we have for today. And it's right through here. Why the Federal Reserve, why Wall Street is betting that the Federal Reserve isn't going to cut as many times as they thought. So my thought behind this is this. The economy's pretty darn strong, so the Federal Reserve might not have to cut so many times, but are they going to make those increments a little bit bigger? But as you guys found out last time, even though the Federal Reserve cuts rates, that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go lower, because there's different variations of bonds that people are buying, driving down yields in some areas and driving up yields in other areas. And unfortunately, the mortgage bond is kind of the redheaded stepchild. Right now, when people have money to invest, they're investing in treasury bills, the government treasury bills, because there's no chance of default. Well, think of it this way. If you could invest your money with no chance of default at like a 4.5% or 5% yield, or you could invest in a risky scenario and you had a return of maybe 5 or 5.5%, which one would you choose? Well, most people are going to choose the less risky, because the rate of return on the other risky element isn't as juicy. So that's why mortgage bonds keep getting hit and the yields have to go higher to attract buyers. So that's what we're seeing right now. Let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool to see what it's telling us the Federal Reserve is going to do in the next year. So you can go to the CME FedWatch, just Google it. And in 19 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? Let's scroll down. This will basically tell us, or at least the likelihood of what they're going to do. So if you go down through here, at the next meeting, there's a 66% chance that they're going to cut rates. Well, let's look at what we're expecting throughout the next year. Right through here, and you can see there's quite a bit of those rate cuts off the table. Remember, they're supposed to be like 10, and it was supposed to go all the way down to this 3.5% range. Well, it kind of tightened up right now, so they're expecting just a couple more rate cuts. And right through here, you're looking at the probabilities. So just seeing the top of this screen right through here, this is where the federal funds rate might be. Okay, and then down through here, this is the meeting dates, and then in the blue, basically where the probability of where that federal funds rate is going to be. So right now, the next meeting is in December 18th. So there's a 66% chance that they're going to cut rates by 0.25%. You're seeing that right through here. Why there's only one report for today? Well, basically the markets close at 1 o'clock today. So we have no news out today other than the Fed balance sheet. But here's why the Federal Reserve really doesn't have to cut as much as they were proposing to cut. Right through here is our economy at a glance. It's the federal funds rate right through here, 4.5 to 4.75. Right through here is the PCE, the inflation number. It ticked up just a little bit, the last reading, from 2.1 to 2.3. So that kind of spooked the markets a little bit. But we got a good unemployment rate, and we still have GDP, you know, almost at 3%. So the Fed's looking at this saying, these numbers are pretty darn good. Yeah, we got to get a bead on the PCE, the inflation numbers. But other than that, things don't look so bad. So right now in the markets, we're seeing this. MBS markets are up 20 ticks. So for those that have missed out on today, you're missing a nice little rally in the bond market. So what this is going to do is this should push down rates an additional. We might see 6.8 something today on the 30-year fixed based on this information. This is why I'm not locking in people. I'm not going to go against the curve. So what I mean by curve or go against the trend, let's put it that way. Here's the trend. If you have this stock going up, up, up every day, are you going to sell it? No, you're going to wait for it to turn or something to trigger you to sell it. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right through here. So as long as this bond price right through here, so you might be saying, Dan, this chart's going up. Well, yeah, because what we're looking at on the screen, this is a mortgage bond. Okay, so what you're seeing on the top is the mortgage price of the bond. Okay, so what we have to do is convert that to an interest rate or a yield. So when the price of a bond goes up, which you're seeing right over there, the price goes up of a bond, any bond, the yield goes down. So when the prices are going up, we're not going to fight it. We're just going to sit on the sidelines and just wait and watch rates continue to come down and down and down. So let's get over to the equity markets and see how that's faring for today. We have red all the way. Holy shnikes. We got the Dow Jones up 200 points. Guys, remember, it's a shortened version trading day today. So the market's going to close here just in a couple hours. So we have basically green across the board. Look at the VIX right on the top of my head. It's at 13. That means the markets are just chilling today. There's no anticipation there. Let's get over to cryptocurrency. I haven't checked this today, guys. So this is going to be a shock for me too. Let's see. It's at 98 again. So I added to my position when it hit about 90 something just 2-3 days ago. It didn't add a lot, but I'm like, okay, it pulled back a little bit. So I liked it. So I bought just a little bit more. So that's what we're seeing in Bitcoin right through here. That's up a little bit. Let's see what oil's doing. The oil's up just a tad, but we're still under $70 an arrow. You might ask, Dan, why do you watch oil? Well, that's a great question. I love when you guys ask questions down below. And now we'll be starting back the live events. We kind of stopped those for the holidays, but we'll be back with those on Wednesdays to answer those questions for you. But basically, oil is the, you'd say it, it's the lifeblood of our economy. When oil prices go up, and these things that they have hit $100, $120 a barrel, that's when you saw oil at $5, $6, $7 a barrel or a gallon. Just think of it, how truckers get all our stuff everywhere. So when their gas prices double and triple, well, they have to recoup their costs somehow. So they pass the cost on to us, that thus increases prices and increases AKA inflation. So that's my report for today. So now my personal thing, this is just me. I don't share a lot about my family, and there's a reason for that. I just don't, you know, I don't want to get my family involved if you don't like my videos or whatever. But my daughter yesterday got engaged. There she is. Young lady is just got engaged to Brian. He is a fantastic young man, and my daughter is a fantastic woman. So congratulations to them. Don't know when the wedding's going to be, but I got another child that's getting married in a couple months, and he works here with us on the Frio team. So kudos to my kids. God bless you guys. I love you to death, and thank you so much, Brian, for joining our family. So without further ado, let's get over to the last thing, and this is me. What do I do? How do I do things? I'm just an average loan guy out here. I do mortgages for a living. I don't do videos. I do one in the morning, one in the evenings. I actually film, edit, post, do all the thumbnails, everything myself. It's daunting, but I also write loans. Yes, I write loans. Last month, I think I did about $2.5 to $3 million in loans, and I'd love to work with you guys. So how do you find out about me? Just go to theRateUpdate.com right through here. There's an apply now tab. You can do that if you want to get the ball rolling on an application. If you want to check out some grants for if you're a first time homebuyer, please check out these grants. You're missing some free money out there, folks. You can send us your loan estimate. So if you got a loan estimate from another bank and you're like, hey, Dan, can you check out this thing and can you beat it? All I'll ask you is if I beat it, then please move your business over to me. Why would you stick with a company that was, you know, had higher rates or higher fees from you? So I'll say that. And the last thing is our schedule a one-on-one consultation. It's pretty simple now. You're just going to click that. If you want a consultation, there's no high pressure sales. It's just ask us questions. That's what we're here for. So you're going to click that. If you have, if you're looking to refinance down in the future, we created a new tab. I'm trying to get a link or at least something to say, click me. But if you click this right through here, you're going to be able to put in your information or at least give me your information on what rate you're looking for a refinance. But if you'd like to reach out to us and just call, it might be a little bit tough today, folks. We're a little short staffed today. But if you'd like to give us a call instead of clicking anywhere above, you can do that right through here. You can call us at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I'll be back on Monday with another start of the week. Thanks again. Bye-bye.